I want to talk about entitled Americans. People who feel as though that they can walk into people's place of work and talk to them any kind of way and expect it to not be returned. You know, that's not the way it works. You know, at the end of the day, fuck all that job bullshit. At the end of the day, you're talking to human beings and stuff like that or whatever. So you have to also take that into consideration. And I'm learning to be more compassionate and shit like that or whatever. More, you know, towards people and shit like that or whatever. Because we don't know what people are going through. They could be, you know, in some sort of situation where, you know, they could have legal problems. They have home problems. And, you know, a lot of people have been through this. I've been through it and stuff like that. So to have, you know, you already have a stressful job. And then you have some idiot that comes to your job and feels like you're giving them an attitude. So they take out their, not knowing what type of day you're going through. So they take out their camera and stuff like that or whatever and film you to try to get you in trouble, which is going to rile you up. And you're just supposed to sit there and take it and stuff like that. And this is not right. You know what I'm saying? The shit that we should be filming, the shit that we should be giving a fuck about and stuff like that or whatever, we are not even paying attention to because we're always focused on this small bullshit that nobody gives a fuck about. Like, stuff that doesn't even matter we're focused on. We're focused on harassing people who work in minimum wage jobs. That's not right, man. Like, that's not right, bro. You know, I was just watching this video. And this guy, you know, went into Walmart or whatever. He went to the customer service area and they said you have to, and he had some tires or something like that, and they told him to go to the place that has the section that has the tires or whatever, the area that has the tires, and he went there or whatever, and then they told him they said, you know, when he got there, they said you're supposed to be in the customer service, they were supposed to take care of you, but at the same time they gave him a refund, and that was supposed to be the end of that. Well, turns out he didn't leave it at that. He went back up to the front counter of the customer service area, well, department, and he said to the lady that gave him that instructions, obviously, that she was taught, he went up to her and he said, "Thanks." He said, "I don't appreciate you for wasting my time going back to, you know, going back out over there and stuff like that or whatever. I don't appreciate you wasting my time going all the way back out there when I wasn't even supposed to be going back there in the first place. I had to carry these tires and all this stuff." And she was saying, "Sir, like, I'm giving these orders and stuff like that or whatever. Like, I'm just doing what I'm told to tell you," and stuff like that. And he was like, "Well, I had to carry all this stuff and I want an apology." And she was like, "Sir, could you stop like filming me?" And stuff like that. Like, you could see that she wasn't doing anything. And maybe she was giving him a little attitude because, like, she was kind of irritated because, like, you got your refund, bro. Like, you got your refund. So what the fuck are you still doing there? You just want to argue for the sake of arguing. And that brings me to my next point before I go back into that. You know, I'm just getting tired of men being such bitches these days. Like, why are you niggas, like, of all races or whatever, why do y'all feel like it's okay to, like, be bitches these days? Like, why y'all fucking arguing and shit and complaining? You niggas are complaining more than these hoes and shit like that or whatever. You know, I know it's a lot of niggas running around in dresses and wigs, and they want to be us. They want to be women and shit like that or whatever, you know, obviously. But they can't compete with the real deal. You know what I'm saying? Clearly. So, you know, and then it's niggas that, you know, they don't even dress like that, and they the biggest bitches on the damn planet. Like, what are you so fucking emotional about? So, nigga, you really going to take time out of your day to go right back up to the customer service after your shit was taken care of. You didn't just walk out the store and stuff like that. That's what I'm talking about, bro. Like, people are causing unnecessary drama and shit like that or whatever, when we already have stuff that we could be dealing with that makes sense for us to deal with or whatever. And we're not taking care of anything because we're too busy focused on, well, our respect and our egos. That's what we're focused on. We're so caught up in our own egos. We're so used to smelling our own ass in this country and stuff like that. And it has to go. It has to leave. It has to go somewhere because it's like getting out of hand now. You know? So and it also happens in the work environment. It's workers, like police officers, that harass people, you know what I'm saying? And they don't know what people are dealing with. They don't know what people are going through. And it's not their job to care or whatever, but it is their job to be respectful. And I do believe in initially being somewhat, and somewhat, I'm not saying kiss no ass and, you know, all extra shit, whatever, but I believe in trying to show people, you know, some respect, especially when you're on your job and stuff. Some police officers, you know, when I'm watching these videos, they feel as though they can talk to people in any type of way, and they're coming across people who actually know their rights and know the law and read the law and stuff like that, and they're getting, they're getting verbally, beat down, because people are like, wait, like, you can't talk to me like that. This penal code, this dude threw out, like, penal codes to this damn officer and stuff like that or whatever. And, you know, once you start, like, throwing the law out to their asses and shit like that or whatever, and using that book against them, that's when they, like, oh, shit, I'm not talking to the average dumb American that doesn't read anything, that's not, you know, that isn't sitting around watching the Real Housewives, you know, and shit like that or whatever. You know, they're actually learning, and that's the person that I don't want to mess with. And if I was an officer, I would probably, like, not fuck with that person either, because they're, like, pulling penal codes and laws out of their ass and constitution, you know, rights and shit, all different types of shit they're pulling out their ass and shit like that or whatever. I mean, that's the person you don't want to fuck with, the person who actually took the time to read all this shit and stuff like that. They have the time to fuck with your ass. They have the time to entertain your ass harassing them. You know, talking to, you know, officers and stuff like that. They have the time because they're going to win at the end of the day. You don't fuck with people who know the law and stuff like that or whatever. That is, like, some of the most dangerous people you can fuck with. Like, period. So it's always super interesting or whatever, like, we are very entitled. We all feel entitled, whether we're working or whether we are just, you know, whether we're working or whether we're just average citizens or celebrities or whatever, we feel as though we're on a higher platform and we can talk to people any type of way we want. And you go to other countries and everybody, you know, is nice. You know, most people are nice and stuff like that. People are welcoming. People have a smile on their face. People are willing to help and stuff like that or whatever, regardless of whatever is going on in their lives. They're very welcoming and stuff like that. There are countries that aren't as welcoming, you know, and why can't we be like that, you know? If we're supposed to be the best and stuff like that or whatever, why aren't we providing the best treatment to people and things like that or whatever? Why are we being a-holes to people? That's my question. You know. So, I don't know. It was very interesting to me because, like, the third video today, I've seen the same shit or whatever. Like, even the girl, there was, like, another lady who got stopped by, like, Border Patrol or whatever. And they asked her a simple-ass question. Like, I understand you giving them a hard time
when they say, you know, when something actually happens, you know what I'm saying, that matters and shit like that. But they asked her a simple question, and they was like, look, which is their part of their job. They was like, are you an American citizen? So that she could leave, so that she could drive off, you know, because she stopped at, I guess, what you would consider a checkpoint or something like that, or some sort of zone that she was in or whatever, where they, you know, where they have to detain people if they aren't legal citizens and stuff like that or whatever. So they asked the white lady, like, are you a citizen and shit like that or whatever? And she was like, I'm not going to answer that question. I'm not in Mexico. She was like in New Mexico or something like that or whatever, you know, in the Southwest region of the United States and shit like that or whatever. And she was like, I'm not going to answer that. I don't have to answer that question. You show me the law. Show me the law that says I have to answer that question. I am in the United States. He said, ma'am, I'm just doing my job. So she basically waited there a whole entire hour, and they were just like, you know what, like, let this bitch go. See, if that had been a black person, I don't know if that would have happened. Because there's not much, I don't know, it's just some shit. But we're not going to be treated like that white lady who feels entitled, who feels like she's above people and above the law. I don't know what it is with these white people or whatever. They feel like they don't have to do shit. They don't like taking orders. They don't like to be told to do anything or whatever. They feel like they just, you know, the laws are written for me and I don't have to say, I don't have to do what you tell me to do. I'm going to get out of this. You know, that's my mentality of white people and shit like that or whatever. You can give them a direction, and they're like, why do I have to do that? Why do I have to do it like that? Why do I have to turn? You tell them to turn right, and they're like, well, I think I want to turn left. You know, I'm like, Nick, do what the fuck you told. You niggas are always bitching under the comments on Facebook and on YouTube and all the other places. When you see videos of black people getting harassed and shit like that or whatever, well, and you're always telling them to do what they're told. So follow your own fucking advice. Do what the fuck you're told. Because none of us is above the law. And I put that in quotations. No one is above the law and stuff like that or whatever. There's rules that have to be followed, unfortunately, and stuff like that. And since you motherfuckers bitch all the time about black people, you know, not following the rules, which is why they get incarcerated and shit like that, or why they get beat up by the police officers and things like that or whatever, take your own fucking advice and shut the fuck up when people give you some sort of, you know, when people give you rules to follow. That's all I'm saying or whatever, because I mean, every time I see a black person getting harassed by a cop, the white person was like, oh, all you have to do is follow the rules. Well, you niggas don't follow the rules. None of us follow the rules. We're all entitled Americans.